Now, one last story arising from last Sunday's Super Bowl, a story that addresses the question, how improbable is the improbable? This is not about the rarity of running back the opening kickoff for a touchdown, or scoring however many points, or missing a field goal, or even having two African-American coaches competing for the first time. Those things all involve skill or prowess or even bias. This concerns the one thing that happened at the Super Bowl that was a case of pure chance, the coin toss.
Indianapolis calls tails. It is heads.
Well, the odds are more than 1,000 to 1, but that's now 10 straight Super Bowls the NFC has won the coin toss.
That's the voice of Jim Nance of CBS Sports pointing out that for the 10th year in a row, the National Football Conference champion, as opposed to the American Football Conference champion, won the coin toss at the Super Bowl to see who would receive first. It's the sort of run of luck that gives rise to talk of jinxes or curses or impossibilities. And it led us to a lesson in statistics that is related, among other places, in the book Teaching Statistics, A Bag of Tricks by Andrew Gelman and Deborah Nolan. Andrew Gelman, who's a professor at Columbia University, joins us from New York City. Welcome to the program, Professor Gelman.
I'm glad to be here.
Tell us about the experiment that involves tossing coins and also pretending that you're tossing coins.
As a way of giving students an intuition into randomness, we divide the class and then I leave the room. One half of the class has to create a sequence of 100 coin flips, and then they're told to write it on the blackboard as a sequence of zeros and ones. The other half of the class is instructed to create a fake sequence of 100 zeros and ones that's supposed to look like coin flips.
And then you return from outside the room.
Yeah, I return, and what I see is two blackboards, each with a sequence of 100 zeros and ones, and I can immediately tell which is which.
You can immediately tell which is the blackboard that represents a real series of 100 events.
Right. A real sequence of coin flips is likely to have a long run of heads or tails. You're more likely than not to see a run of 7 straight heads or 7 straight tails. The fake sequence, they tend to alternate too much between heads and tails. So I can immediately see the fake one looks too random, and the real one looks like something strange went on.
The stranger, the realer, as it turns out. It explains in part why some people are surprised by runs of chance and luck in reality and rush to supernatural or even miraculous explanations for things.
No, exactly. The other thing is most things in life aren't coin flips. And so if you really see a long run of something happening, maybe there is a real reason. The coin flips are just an interesting laboratory for it because it is purely random.
We did hear, by the way, in that broadcast of the Super Bowl, Jim Nance saying the odds are over 1,000 to 1. Had he done his homework properly, and does he get an A?
I'll give him a B. The chance is 1,024 to 1 of getting 10 straight, one side winning. But then there's another chance of 1,000 to 1 that the other side could have won all 10. And then there's another chance of 1,000 to 1 that it could have been 10 straight tails. And then there's another chance of 1,000 to 1 that it could have been 10 straight heads. So that gives you a chance of 250 to 1 that one of those things would happen, which, you know, is maybe a little surprising, but certainly not so shocking either.
Well, I'll just say that for people who at this moment wish they had a roll of pennies in hand to go and do the experiment, there is a website that does generate random coin tosses for you, and there's a link to that website at our website, npr.org. Professor Gelman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Andrew Gelman is professor at Columbia University who teaches both statistics and political science.